on the region.
So are we okay with allowing that day, I guess is the question.
Yeah, is there, are we voting on it? Is it actually coming to a vote, or you're just?
I believe since it's a Regents Day, I don't believe you need to vote on it. We can choose to implement it. Again, that's something that we can move forward with planning it. I'll check with state, I'll read the state ed manual. If it's something we have to vote on, we'll vote first week in January.
Does anybody want to speak to that? Does anybody have any concerns or objections?
It makes sense. I mean, if we don't have the staff or the room, I agree. Ideally, it would be great to not have to have kids who aren't taking the test miss a day of school, but at least it's only one day. That's 4 days. Yeah, I probably would have said we need to try to figure out something else, but it sounds reasonable to me. I don't know.
I agree, but I think that going forward, we really do maybe have to, especially now with the changes, we really probably do have to have something else in place so that maybe, like next year, we don't want 4 days that we're gonna have to miss out on, so.
Right, I think those student desks will be very helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So something just to think about, keep in the back of our minds.
4 days when I was at high school years ago.
Nice for teachers. All right, well, if there aren't any further comments or concerns about that, I think we're ready to move on. Thank you, Jen. Okay, we're on the consent agenda. Is there anything anyone wants pulled? Unless, I'm sorry, Ray, was that? Okay. I did want to take off 701.
It's not listed as.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Then leave it.
601?
Yep. 601, now, just FYI, does everybody know that you reloaded those?
No.
Okay, so no. We'll pull it and we'll have that conversation, all right. 601, was there anything else? If there's nothing else that that any board members want to pull, I'm looking for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Thank you, Chris. Is there a second?
Second.
Because it's a consent agenda, there's no discussions. So all those in favor of accepting the consent agenda?
Aye.
Aye. All right, that's all of us. No Bill, no Corey. Any opposed? So we are back to 601. Rick.
Yeah, there's just a couple things in the minutes that were a little minor. I think we're going to ask what the change is.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I am incorrect, but at some point on the November 16th minutes, it said consent agenda and then it said consensus agenda. Is that the same thing or is it? Okay. And I don't know if it's that way.
I think it's a typo, right? It should be.
Could be just a typo, yeah. Sounds like it is. Consensus. Yes, I remember Dave Pacencia wanted that on their consensus. So it's supposed to be consent agenda if you want to just keep it consistent.
Okay.
And 501, I guess it's supposed to be asked again in here.
Yes, I think I saw that.
And that's something else. Oh, there's another underline that wasn't consistent.
What's that one?
It, further down, there was an underline, some doesn't matter.
Sure, we can get it fixed. Okay. Thank you.
I think you're wonderful, so I don't want to take
That's not necessary. You can just tell me the. I can handle it.
Right. And I had, let's see, there was some. So I think they were loaded twice, right? So there was a revision to the November 2nd. Minutes or just
actually they weren't, it just wasn't uploaded, the correct one wasn't uploaded, so
would it be the one like if we opened it and read it last week we would have seen the wrong minutes?
Yes, correct.
So you're saying, yeah. It wasn't a revision, it was just,
right, it just okay. When you take the Word document and then you PDF it, so when I had before the agenda was put together and I changed that minutes, I didn't create the PDF.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so the old PDF went up.
Mm-hmm. I have one small thing I'd like to change on November 2nd, and not to bring up any sore points, but under the adjournment, there being no further business.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Exactly what we're talking about. So that was, are you able to?
Friday.
Yeah, just today we changed it.
I looked at it and said that's not correct.
So that just came out?
Yes.
I'm fine.
So it reads, business not, under adjournment, business not acted upon at this meeting shall be carried over to the next Board of Education meeting. Mrs. Johnson made and Mrs. Chin seconded a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
My feeling exactly.
Yes.
So is there any further discussion on the minutes? And if there's none, I'm looking for.
You beat it, Adam. November 23rd, executive session, which you probably don't know.
Good for you. You couldn't have had that.
Now you're being nitty gritty.
You sweating. He's got
itch. He was getting really, really upset, too.
All right, I'll underline it.
Sounds like an evening at my house. Don't worry about it. A half hour later.
Thank you, Rick.
I am looking for a motion to approve the amended minutes as discussed.
So
Nikki, is there a second?
Second.
Judy, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. What did you say? 701. Yeah.
That's our consent.
So we have support staff resignations, and I'm not personally familiar with Ms. Hood's work, and I do just want to say that thank you to Kathy Christoffel, and that I will miss her, and thank her for her service.
The motion.
Okay, so I guess I'm looking for a motion. Is that right, Rick?
So moved.
Thank you, Judy. And a second, Chris.
Second.
Yes, thank you.
Now the discussion.
Thank you, Ray.
You got it.
Too much coffee. Okay, so everything I just said before the motion, I'm moving over to now after the motion, that I just wanted to personally acknowledge Ms. Christoffel for her service.
It's a great loss for the district, and I wish her the best. Yeah. She has a life. Everyone needs to do what's best for them. We will miss her.
Yeah, the gold card. Woohoo!
Although she's not retiring, but she's 14 and a half years, I believe, here, so we'd be okay with giving her one of the gold cards, correct?
I certainly am. I hope she's well. I hope this is for something wonderful. And I'll also thank Ms. Hood for her service. And is there any further discussion? Anything anybody wants to say?
I just want to say thank you. I know she's not here, but I mean, obviously, she's taking care of my kids, so she's an amazing lady, and I wish her well.
She's been here long enough to even take care of mine, so I appreciate that. And I don't know Ms. Hood either. I don't mean to slight her.
Yes. Nor do I. Well, there being no further discussion, all those in favor of accepting the support staff resignations?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. We are on, are we on committee reports? 901. We are on committee reports. Remarkable. We heard a little bit about transportation. Nikki, I don't know if you have anything you want to say about that.
That was about the bulk of our meeting. So, we're looking forward to good things after the new year, I think.
Thank you. Chris?
I just had a question about, if I could ask the transportation committee, the survey was fantastic. I noticed one of the options that we hadn't discussed was K through 12, one run, one start time option.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was something you guys would discuss or could discuss.
Wasn't really discussed, but that would be an option, isn't that? Couldn't it always be an option?
I think what had happened was we had originally discussed that with Mr. Heiser, and there wasn't the possibility in our current busing capacity to do that. So we didn't move forward with it. But I would have to really check on it again, Chris, to make sure that statement that we don't have enough capacity is 100% sure. So what we'll do is we'll talk again and we'll see, and as we get closer, and it'll be interesting to see, because if we see that a lot of the responses have been K4 or K5 and 5 and 12 or some breakup on there, and it's the furthest thing from the K through 12, then I don't know if we would even consider it. But if it's closer to a consolidated run, then maybe that'll be another option to talk about in the future. So I think once we see this results, we'll talk about what that's going to be the next step.
I have a little more I'd like to say about that.
Sure.
If I may, unless if somebody wanted to speak first, Judy, Rick.
Oh, no, not about transportation.
Okay. So I think, thanks for bringing it up, Chris. I think it's a good point. And I think it's important. I think we're doing our due diligence. And I think that, I think that we shouldn't really extrapolate, you know, if somebody says, oh, I just don't think it got a fair shake out there being presented to the public, or, I mean, none of it sort of presented or sold to the public. We're just inquiring, but when you leave it off there, I think at this stage in the game, we must do our due diligence and vet all possibilities. And I think it bears more looking into, and I think, you know, with all respect to Jerry, if he says we can't do it, I think that we need to know exactly why and what it would take. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying, my intention's not to, you know, give a directive how we're going to run this thing, but I think that we need to vet mm-hmm. all of it. And that's, we're standing here in an opportunity right now with a transportation committee and a survey, so.
I think maybe that's the main idea behind adding it in, though. I mean, we want to know what our public thinks, and we can't know what they think if we don't give them every option, right. I think.
But I'm not sure what you mean by adding it in the survey.
Adding in the K through 12 on the survey.
But the survey's gone. Yeah. I mean, they've had 300 respondents, so there's no getting that back. I mean, we would have to think about...
Yeah, but I would think that we could make an educated decision
based
on the results. If the results, and I know that wasn't an option given, but if the results are clearly favored towards a more segregated run, it would make sense that the K-12 runs probably would be the least. Now, that's just a hypothesis. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's set in stone. So let's see the results. If the results are saying they're looking for more of a K-3, 3, 4, 8, 9, 12 run, that would be the complete opposite, because it's even more segregated right. than we have now right. than the K-12 run. And if that's the way it goes, then that might be a little bit more of a moot point or not a stronger request. But if it's somewhere in between, then maybe we find a different way. And we could always put, hey, this was something we left off, and a follow-up survey, here's 5 more questions. I believe if you've taken the survey, it's fairly simple.
Yeah.
And I think we took it in a couple of minutes. So it's not something, God bless you, that we couldn't look at. And let's look at the results and then talk about
because
it.
Because that survey to me really feels like we're taking the temperature of, you know, we're taking the temperature of the district. Mm-hmm. What do you think? But I mean, I think that there's a lot more research and education that needs to happen of the board and of the community. Possibly, if we could make a case that there's a benefit to our community and to our students, I don't think throwing a survey out there and saying, you know, hey, what do you think? And somebody and people saying, nah, you know, that's not. I just think there's more available there.
We'll look as we get it, and we'll follow through. We'll follow up on that and make a decision. And like we said, this is exciting for us as a district, because someone came to me today, an administrator, and said that he's working with a team of teachers that want to create a survey, and is regarding a entire district comprehensive district education plan. And I said, wow, that's good stuff. I mean, we're asking people within, people outside, what they think about our schools and that's good conversation. So I think there's more to follow up, and Kristen, we will. And
right.
we'll incorporate what needs to be incorporated.
Okay, and Glenn, I know you want to speak. We're going to come to public comment. That's
I just want to make
after
a comment
committee report, so and you will get your...
Thanks.
Thank you, Glenn. Be patient with us. Who else? What other committees do we need to hear from?
Well, actually...
Or do you want to speak?
This is for Finance Committee. One of the things... this is for Finance Committee. That... It dovetails into the transportation. And I am not in any way, shape, or form saying I'm in favor of it. But I think, having said for years, well, no, we really don't want to do this because we like having control over the bus drivers, et cetera, that we owe it to ourselves and the community and the district to look into what it would cost us to contract out bus services.
I do agree. Yeah.
I think we need to do that so that we have the information before we go into this. So that's just one thing. I don't know if it would be Cynthia or somebody else, but the other thing is, and this is for policy, I'm in the process of going through an archaeological dig in my house, and I have found a lot of policy committee stuff, and I actually found the one we were working on. These are all things with a letter from Jim for September last year. So these are the ones we had to work on. I'd like to leave and get them copied for the new policy committee. There was also the beginnings of a policy on pets and animals in the school, which is why I thought we already had it. We didn't. We just had created it. We had not actually gotten through
it.
So here's this.
Okay, and so this is going to Tracy for copying, or yeah.
And here's the pets and animals.
Are you able to share this electronically?
I would have to scan it.
Oh, okay. So
if you have, I don't have a scanner that has a feed. If you want have
I do.
A feed, go for it.
So do that instead of copy.
Sure. I mean, I'm speaking for the other people on the committee. You're okay with that, Rick and Nikki? Because at some point, you're probably going to have to print them out. And I'm loath to ask somebody to use their own printer without checking with them first to print out that kind of volume.
I may have on my desk something that Jim left me, which are the policies that maybe copies already, so let's check that. Mm.
That would be great.
Judy, just for clarification, these are things that you guys were working on?
We were working on last year, September 22nd, because it goes to Judy, and Aaron. We were the committee then.
Okay.
And nothing ever got acted on. After that. We didn't have another meeting after that. So that's where we left off.
These are brand new policies that are
They're ones that we were supposed to be working on.
Okay.
So that's, I mean, I know you gave us one batch, but that's everything we had left to work on. Four, five, six, seven, eight, I think.
All right, policy.
And do you remember I have a large stack of updates to work on, and I had emailed you, the policy committee, that you needed to look into that.
Maybe I hate copying all this stuff too. Maybe I should come some afternoon and compare that to what you have. But I don't think Jim did anything after those. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably a lot of what's in your policy.
Wow, policy has their work cut out for them. Thank you.
I think that's
Let's see. Goal setting.
Good. I had that here. I had spoke with New York State School Boards Association. They had given us a price of upwards of $1,500 to come in and facilitate goal setting. I had spoke with New York State Council of School Superintendents. Theirs was about $1,200. And then I had approached Dr. Hooley, who is the superintendent of Dutchess BOCES, as well as Rick had done that also. And he said, Dr. Hooley, that he would be willing to speak with us about the idea of what we're looking to do and how he or BOCES could assist us. So I leave that to us to discuss if we want to invite him in just to have a discussion. There would be no goal setting. We'd just talk about what his role would be and what we're looking for and see what he can do for us.
Now, would this be a service from BOCES or would this be a
service from BOCES? I think as the superintendent, I think that they have the obligation to start helping with that type of discussion. And they could say that something as BOCES they can do, or they can give us different resources to tap into.
Okay.
Yeah, you said it was a, one of the things that you get by being a person. So I was gonna suggest that we, when I spoke with him, he said, give me a couple of weeks, talk to him about a Saturday, and possibility of a Saturday, and he said, give me a couple of weeks, and he's letting out, So I was gonna suggest that he maybe pick some dates, and I know not everybody's here, but I'll lay it out there. It sounds like, it feels like some people are really dragging their feet, and it may be that I'm reading it wrong, but I think we need to just pick dates, and people can just fit it into their schedule. If they can't, they can't, but we need to just do it.
If I can make one suggestion, would you want to bring him in to a regular meeting to discuss what he can do for us, or are you saying to move forward with?
Yeah, I mean, ideally that'd be great, except he lives over in Orange County somewhere still, and I know he could come from BOCES. You know, maybe we designate a couple of people. I mean, if he's willing to do that, sure. I mean, it'd be best for him to talk with everybody. But I just feels in a position.
It sounds as though you're talking about actually having him do it. And I think what Ray is suggesting is that he come and talk to us about whether we might want to do it.
Right.
I don't think we need a Saturday for that because...
No, I know. Yeah, we know we're talking about two different things. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking about three things.
I have a question about that. I mean, why would we need to have... So we've asked three organizations. We like this price point. This is a service they offer, price point being zero.
I'm not sure that's the case because if it's a COSER, it is not zero.
Okay. Okay.
Even if it is zero, we really have dragged our feet because we've said we wanted to do this correctly.
Uh-huh.
And zero and getting a product that we're not happy with or a service we're not happy with at the end might not be, even though it's a zero, the most cost efficient.
So that's why we want him to come out and tell us what
I just think because he's new at it, and he's gone through this before. He's a successful superintendent in another district, which he told me he had used NISBA services and wasn't happy with them, so that's interesting. To bring him in and say, this is what we're looking for, how can you help us, provide us with a detailed action plan of how you think that you could address what we're looking to do.
I would just expect that he would have, you know, an outline or a summary of what this is that he can email us, you know, it's a 2-hour workshop and this is what we do and this is what we could accomplish and then... You know, ultimately, you build the content in a public session,
yes.
but he could. My understanding is he would establish a structure. I don't really see why he has to drive out here to a meeting. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about him driving or being here. That's what he should be doing.
But another month.
I think if I speak with him tomorrow, which I'll see him and say, listen, we're very interested in your service from BOCES. We'd like to know what your direction for us would be in a proposal on goal setting, and let him lay it out for us, and then we can look at it in the next week or so. I'll send it to you as soon as he gets it to us, and then hopefully, you know, by the first or second meeting in January, we can establish that that's the way we're going to move forward. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think everything you're saying makes sense. Just even though I didn't say it, listening to you guys talk made me realize my concern is if it winds up being the end of January that we meet with him and talk. Then we're already into the next school year. So I mean, in Rick's world, we would have done this 2 months ago or 3 months ago. So I mean, I feel like we're already behind. We're midway through the year almost, and I feel like we're behind. So that makes sense. If he could send something out, and maybe we could discuss it through email if people are alright with that, and then but move with it. So even if we come up with, just feels like, you know, I expressed.
Thank you. Nikki?
I actually kind of agree with what he's saying, is that if we wait until, you know, maybe it's not till the second week of January that he can come, and then we have to then set up a Saturday for all of us to get together, that the majority of us can be there. I think that it is going to be so far gone that at that point, not to say what's the point, but what is the point if it's right. March or April when we're meeting?
Well, a point would be you're serving a 3-year term. So are you.
Yes.
You're just getting started.
Right, but
anyway.
I think that with, you know, budget season coming and everything, I feel like we really should sort of be on the same page as to where we're headed. And maybe if Dr. Hooley can email us something, like you said, like an outline or something, and then we can really just start and then maybe set up something for early January on a Saturday or something with Dr. Hooley or whoever it is, or if we decide to go that way, that it's a little bit more expedited. Okay. Even if you can just give us some pointers, like
I'll speak to them tomorrow.
Yeah, something like simple, so we know where we're going. Maybe
I'm good with that. I'd just like to ask both of you: have you looked at our goals from last year?
I have.
Okay. Do you understand that they are the most broad and general and, frankly, kind of useless things there are? If we want to change that kind of thing, that's fine. I mean, as I've said, you know, ask anybody, is the goal we want to raise student achievement? Yes. Anybody going to say no to that? No. We want to be fiscally responsible. We want to maintain the facilities. We want to... I fear that people are looking at these goals as a blueprint, which is not what they are. And if we want to do that, we need to go into that understanding that ahead of time, because it's not the same thing. I mean, Chris has been here, Kristen's been here, I've been here, Bill is not here, but this is, usually we spend one executive session afterwards with the goals and they change very little, which again, in a way, is depressing. They're not, but then I don't know if we're not at cross purposes about what our goals are supposed to be. That's all. It's not like we can't, the idea that it would somehow influence what we would try to accomplish strikes me as not really accurate, because again, the goals are going to be what everybody would think they would be. If what we want is to set up specific goalposts, that's a different thing. And then I think we need to decide that and approach it differently. That's all.
I think, go ahead.
Sorry, I kind of feel the same as Nikki and Rick. You know, I've been here for a while and I understand what you're saying. The broad statement of the goals are pretty generic. It's the methodology and how we're going to achieve those goals, I think, that we need to get real specific about. But one of the things, one of the NISPA workshops that I attended was more moving away from separate board goals, faculty goals, you know, administrator goals, and having like a collective set of district goals. And I'd like to see what Dr. Hooley has to say about, you know, that model, because that way the faculty, the administration, the board, we're all working on the same objectives. And then we might, you know, meet those a little bit easier than we have been in the last 3 or 4 years.
I agree. When Ray came, again, one of the things he said that I was very excited about was the idea that we would get together with groups, with teachers, with administrators, with community, with parents. And to me, I don't want that to suffer for us getting to sit down and talk to each other about how we're going to talk to each other about
it. Right, so
that's
funny.
All. I just, I want to set goals. I want to set achievable goals and the way we're going to measure them. But I'll go along with anything. The one thing I do have to say I would not be in favor of is spending $1,500. And that's just where I'm coming from. But I'm just one vote. That's the way, you know, I mean, everybody gets to decide how they want to go, and we go with the majority. But that's all I have to say. I think it's worth at least hearing from him what he has in terms of suggestions or whatever, and especially in terms of resources, if there are books, pamphlets, sites, whatever out there that might help that.
And I think it could also be really good, hopefully, if he actually did facilitate the discussion. And what that would mean is that I could participate fully, just like a board, like any board member, and somebody else is in charge of the structure of it. Right. And I think that would be really great.
And that's why Jim ran it the other time. Right. I mean, that, well, Dave the first time and then Jim after that. Because you're right, it does.
I'll speak with him tomorrow, tell him what we're looking for, and I'm sure he'll come up with something quickly for us to.
Okay. Because you were talking about if our goals from last year. And to me, when we started talking about school goals and setting these goals, I started Googling other school districts' goals. And they're fleshed out, and they are detailed, and they are specific. And I don't want to adopt the ones that just are generic, because I don't feel like, I think that's why things were not happening and there was not forward progress being made. So I would love to see us flesh something out a little bit so we know where we're going and we all feel like we're on the same page.
Okay.
All right.
And it would be great, presumably to this, it'd be great, and I think this is how you function, that if the faculty is involved and the administration's involved and everybody's pushing the same direction, because there are some organizations where it's all top-down and then you don't have to buy in the bottom and so on. Is this sort of open comment time or?
We're on committees, you can go ahead. We're talking about our goal-setting work as a board.
Oh, all right, well, in terms of goals. And also, I think the way things usually is recommended that they function is off-campus, so not in this room, not in the conference room. So that's earlier I talked about, Millbrook had been okay of us using something there. If we have some other place that people want to go, that's fine too, but it's open.
So we will continue that discussion by email when we get.
I'll have something for you this week.
Okay, good. Now, I'm just trying to think who all else needs to weigh in tonight. Negotiations is hoping to schedule something for next week. Millerton Elementary School, do you guys have anything?
You know, a brief discussion, I think. We're waiting, the building condition survey was complete. We're just waiting to all see that. We're going to explore, you know, come the first of the year, a couple of different options and still continue to move forward. I think a lot of it is dependent upon that BCS report.
Okay.
You know,
looking forward to getting that. Okay.
I did get an email from the Northeast Initiative saying there was going to be a meeting on December 16th, which I'm not sure, to tell you the truth, from 537. It's the days are getting very close.
That's negotiations.
It comes toward Christmas. So I may write back and I may actually ask that if they have a lot of people who can't come, that we reschedule until after.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Good.
We have negotiations that day.
Or actually, I thought you were trying to push negotiations to the 21st.
To the 21st.
Okay.
Which is
really
no confirmation on that yet. We're still waiting.
Okay. Judy and I will both be attending session tomorrow.
Okay. Are we going today?
I'm going.
Okay.
Yes,
good.
I'm going. On dealing with critics at board meetings, I think it's what it's called. So that'll be really interesting. And Rick will be attending a meet and greet with the commissioner. And Judy, oh my God, action packed.
I'm flying from one to the other.
Wow, okay, great.
I do have a pleasure of being wearing this.
And and then Rick,
how far away to stand?
You wanted to put something out to the board about that meeting.
Are there any topics in particular or recommendations that you guys have of what we ought to bring to the commissioner? An opportunity to meet the education commissioner certainly is a pretty good opportunity. So you know, and I know other people are going to be meeting with her as well. So is there anything that the board has in mind that we ought to be bringing to her attention?
Aside from stop telling us what we have to do with everyone, that makes no sense pedagogically.
I'm really just interested to see what you guys come back with, what topics get discussed. And I'm really interested to see how it goes.
I'm thinking it probably
APPR,
will be
APPR, APPR, testing.
Yeah.
Do more with less.
Do more with less state funding.
Same thing.
So a friend of mine who really follows this, I'm going to bridge this too. I went to the School Board Association meeting the other night, and there were the two lovely ladies from NISBA who were the political action ladies who were there, and they spoke. It was terrific, and I want to talk about that also in a minute. But one of the things that they said, oh my gosh, I completely lost my train of thought. Meeting with the commissioner, talking more or less. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, got a lot on your mind.
I still have.
I might, you know.
If other stuff, but that one got a lot.
So let me, we can loop back to that, but with everyone's permission, I know Glenn has wanted to say something.
No, I'm not. I was here just originally to observe, but I just wanted to follow up on Chris's comment about the transportation service.
Okay.
Go ahead, I
let's be mindful of that, though. We can move back, but Is anything else under committees, Board of Ed committees? And when you think of what you have, you can just jump
well,
in.
But there's something, there was actually a connection between what we're talking about to the other topic, the last stuff that I wanted to bring up, so I'm going to do it now.
Yeah.
All right, the School Board Association talked about political action, and they had a lot of really good suggestions. I got copies of the, sorry, I didn't get one for you, but I got copies of the legislative priorities, which might have been handed out at the conference, actually. It was. Mm-hmm. Well, then, I forget. But I'm going to leave them with Tracy anyway in case.
It's always worth a reread, Rick. So.
I don't need any charity. But anyway, and they also had a terrific PowerPoint on political action, which makes me wonder, is it worth a while to put a political action, some kind of political action committee together? Because she had some very good suggestions, like meeting with our elected representatives and doing it, you know, when we're not looking for something, invite them in for photo ops, and just building good relations so that when we actually do have an ask where we're saying, hey, you know, we're trying to get this program started, and you have access to a member item money, then, you know, $50,000, and then they say, oh, yeah, sure, you're in a good relationship with the superintendent, the board president.
Where are you learning this? This is fabulous.
Dutchess County School Board Association.
Oh.
Which I was going to go to, but I learned that I had to do something else. Mm-hmm. We used to have an Albany committee,
mm-hmm.
And it kind of stopped because people had trouble fitting yet one more committee into their time.
Right.
Doesn't mean we can't revive it.
Well, there's, you know, I know, I'm sure you're familiar with this, I don't know if everybody else is, where the organization was it once a year, I think, because I know NYSET does once a year, goes up in lobbies for these issues.
This
where board members go up and administrators come to you too.
Oh, yes, they have.
With the teachers' union, it's called Committee of 100. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that? Yeah. Committee of 100, and then it's called something else with board members, but going up and lobbying, and so that you'd go to your elected representative's office in Albany, and you'd have the agenda that you want to talk about, and stories from your own school district, why this is a good, you know, here's the agenda item, and for example, in our school district, here's what's going on, and why it's so important, and everybody's
the board one is in, I know it's in the winter, because every time I go up there with the board, it's freezing cold.
Yeah, I have it here somewhere, but
yeah, I went to one of those ones.
Freezing cold up there.
So us, you know, I don't know if that's what you're talking about, that we used to send people, and it hasn't been a while. But this is also, I've actually been involved in political stuff a bunch, and when she was going through these things, I thought, oh yeah, of course, I hadn't even thought of it for us. But she was bringing up ideas of maybe us some afternoon going to the offices of the local representative. Inviting them here maybe to the Christmas concert or something where they get to make a little speech and get a photo op and then leave. But just building good relations, and that eventually could serve as well. But of course, if we're talking about goals and direction and budget, then that's where...
That is happening. I want you to know that. I meet often with Dee Dee Barrett. I'm supposed to be on a round table next week, but we have our Christmas holiday feast for the school district. Sue Serino, I've met with a number of times. So it is building those relationships, and you're right. I mean, when they have bullet items of $30,000 or $40,000, that could buy laptops for two grade levels,
mm-hmm.
and those are or equipment or playground equipment. So we're building those relationships, and I think that they're the new people, especially on the political slates, are looking to reach out to have members of the educational community and communities be friendly with them and supportive of them, and I have no problem doing that as much as I can. So I'll do that, and we should start thinking about ways we could bring them in here. And,
I love it.
So,
I love great.
I wrote that down.
That's fantastic.
They also talked about the number of legislators who are attending the Board of Regents meeting, which apparently is hadn't happened before, makes me a little unnerved, actually. That's happening quite a bit. And also our local regent, whose name I forget, is
Judith Johnson,
is going to be at the Dutchess County School Board Association meeting April 7th. So
she's phenomenal.
So board members are, she's one of the new ones, right?
Former teacher, former superintendent, she's phenomenal.
So she, one of the two is not
there. Rick, can we get that calendar? And I know you're the liaison, but I would love to go to one of these. It sounds so fun. What am I even saying?
It's usually the first Thursday of the month.
But I would like to go.
I have gotten those emails too. So in the school email.
Okay.
Announcements of when they're held. But I realize we get like a zillion things in our school mail. So.
First Tuesday, is that what you said?
Thursday.
Oh, okay.
First Thursday. But, oh my gosh, don't do it again. Oh, so the region coming. What was being talked about is it going to be open to the public? Is it going to be open just for school people? So right now, at least, it's open to board members. So and it may be a public thing. But it looks to be pretty interesting and could be fruitful. And I think that is all that I have from that.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody, or some who may not have known because it happened so long ago, that the it was about $54,000 that we used, and the computer upgrade was a grant from Vinnie Eli Bell, who was senator at the time, and unfortunately later got indicted, but nevertheless, we did get some money from it.
Right.
We got the clean money from it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
Yeah, the whole kindergarten this year at Gipsy was paid for by a member donation, not donation, but help.
Wow. I think we need to get
I'm getting that people are hard at work on their committees. I think we're all in action. My board goals are being met. Just wanted to put that out there. Anybody else have anything to report right now on committee work?
Not in committee work, but it's just something really, really quick.
Yep.
Okay. So I know that the last time we had a meeting, Eva Urinich just spoke about our after-school clubs in Ebus.
Yes.
This week is the last week of them, and as a parent, I want to just say that they've been amazing. We've had teacher volunteers and staff volunteers and community volunteers, and it's just been like really amazing to see the work that these kids have done. I know Ray has I've seen some pictures from the science club and the math clubs, and it's just really been amazing. So I think that it was a really cool thing we did this year. So.
Really good. Actually, I do want to jump in there because, of course, I'd like to thank all the teachers who, I believe, all of them donated their time. Mm-hmm. We had a wonderful Grandparents Day, as we do every year.
Yeah.
The staff works very hard on that. And I was not at the whole thing. Corey was at more of it than I was, but in Ebus, the Turkey Olympics were absolutely wonderful. Food donated by a teacher. Teachers helping out for free.
Awesome things.
We have a lot of good stuff going on here, and
so
it was
great.
The kids had a wonderful time.
That's awesome.
I have a few pictures, but I unfortunately had to leave to work at one point. Corey is there, and maybe she can speak to it. It was great. It was lots of fun.
So glad to hear that. That's awesome.
Lots of positive stuff happening here. Good.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. I'd like to open up to public comment. Thank you so much for being patient.
I was just observant, but I just wanted to follow up because when I took the survey, I was kind of surprised that K-12 was not an option and there was no other.
Right.
So I felt like I was forced to choose something that I wasn't necessarily as favored with. So I'm not sure that maybe others didn't feel the same way and maybe your results might be
That's a great point.
That. So that's just how I felt. I appreciate you. we
may need a follow-up. That's, we're we may not be batting 1,000, but at least we're batting.
No, that's a great comment.
You waited that long to tell us that?
I wouldn't let him speak.
Good for you.
I'm sorry.
We've
had to tighten up. We've had some challenges. Anyway, it's a learning curve, but I do appreciate your comments and seeing you here at the meeting. Thank you.
As you can see, we're pretty loyal.
The lobby.
Okay, is there any more public comment? Mr. Zen. If there's no further comment, I'm looking for a motion to move into executive session for the purpose of contract negotiation.
So,
thank you, Rick. Is there a second? Thank you, Judy. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. you. Good night.
Thank you.